Hello, I'm Roisin Hasty with the BBC News. The US Department of Justice has filed a revised indictment against Donald Trump over his alleged attempts to interfere with the 2020 election results following his loss to Joe Biden. An earlier version was rejected in July by the Supreme Court, which ruled that former presidents have partial immunity from criminal prosecution. John Sudworth reports from Washington.
The new indictment focuses on Mr. Trump's role as a political candidate seeking re-election rather than as the president at the time. But the thrust of the charges remains the same, an alleged conspiracy to defraud US electors out of their democratic choice. While there's now no chance the case will be heard before November's election, at the same time, it raises what's at stake. If Mr. Trump loses, he'll find himself ensnared in more legal jeopardy. If he wins, he can instruct the Justice Department to drop the charges.
The Pentagon says a tanker which was attacked by Houthi fighters in the Red Sea appears to be leaking oil and could cause an environmental catastrophe. The Greek flag Sunion had been on fire off the coast of Yemen since last week. A US spokesman, Patrick Ryder, said tugs sent to salvage the vessel had been threatened with violence by the Houthis.
The MV Delta Sunion now sits immobilized in the Red Sea, where it is currently on fire and appears to be leaking oil, presenting both a navigational hazard and a potential environmental catastrophe. U.S. Central Command continues to actively monitor the situation and is coordinating with other maritime partners in the region to determine how best to assist the vessel and mitigate the potential environmental impact.
A Bedouin Arab man who was abducted by Hamas 10 months ago is undergoing checks in hospital after Israeli troops rescued him from Gaza. Photos released by the medical facility show Kayid Farhan Al-Qadi, who has Israeli citizenship, reuniting with his family. He appears thin and pale, but staff say he's in a stable condition. He'd been working as a security guard at a kibbutz when the Hamas attacks happened in October. Ukraine's leader Volodymyr Zelensky has said the incursion into Russia's Kursk region is part of a victory plan he intends to present to President Biden next month. Mr. Zelensky said it will be up to Mr. Biden whether to give Kyiv what was needed to achieve this.
The operation in the Kursk region is a part of the plan about which I'll be talking with President Biden. The main point of this plan is to force Russia to end the war, and I really want it to end on fair terms for Ukraine. If the plan is accepted and delivered, which is also very important, then we believe that our main aim will be reached.
Earlier, Mr. Zelensky's military chief said Ukraine now controlled 100 settlements in Kursk. World News from the BBC. Four people have been arrested in Brazil on suspicion of arson as the state of Sao Paulo suffers record-breaking wildfires. The blazes have devastated large swathes of land, including sugarcane plantations in Brazil's most populous state. Three suspects were found with containers of gasoline and one was caught setting fire to grass. A government official said nearly all of the flames had been caused by human action. Humberto Freire from the Amazonas State Federal Police said investigations were ongoing.
Some of the investigations are very preliminary. Others are more advanced. And we hope that during the coming months, we'll have the results of these investigations and that they'll tell us who committed the crimes so we can hold everyone involved accountable.
U.S. officials say an 80-year-old man has died after falling into the Colorado River in the Grand Canyon. It's the fifth reported death in the national park in less than a month. The authorities say the man was on a commercial boat trip when the vessel flipped over and attempts by rangers to resuscitate him failed. Switzerland says one of its citizens has been arrested in Burkina Faso. The man is reported to have been working for a US-funded aid project. The motive for the detention is not known, but relations between Burkina Faso's military government and Western powers have grown increasingly strained. Like neighbouring Mali and Niger, the ruling junta has turned to Russia for help in fighting a deadly Islamist insurgency. The Indian businessman Jay Shah has been elected as the youngest ever chair of World Cricket's governing body. The 35-year-old will take over the role at the International Cricket Council in December. After being elected unopposed, Mr. Shah said he wanted to make the sport more inclusive than ever before and described its inclusion at the next Olympics as a significant moment. BBC News.